The beekeeper is still vital in Tennessee. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
We have an annual convention, have had for a number of years, just for beekeepers to come together once a year to have some professional folks come in and talk about different aspects of beekeeping, how to do our trade a little bit better. Tell us some of the new practices from the scientific community that's taking place.
Tennessee Beekeepers Association President Jim Garrison says close to 200 beekeepers and industry representatives from six different states are attending this weekend's annual meeting at the Ag Expo Park in Williamson County. And Garrison says while Tennessee may not be one of the major beekeeping states, the numbers are still significant.
Right now we have 370 members, that's members of Tennessee Beekeepers Association. There is just short of 1,300 registered beekeepers in the state of Tennessee, and there's about 8,000 registered colonies of bees in Tennessee.
And Jim Garrison says beekeepers continue to look for answers and information on how to improve their colonies, especially in light of the latest national problem that has wiped out thousands of colonies.
The colony collapse disorder, or CCD, has not hit Tennessee officially as yet. We did a survey last, or early spring, I guess it was, of several beekeepers across the state. And from that study, we found out that beekeepers lost, they said, 31% of their hives last year, of their colonies. The question then was, do you think it was CCD? The answer overwhelmingly was no. And then the next question was, what do you think caused it? And they said starvation.
Now, Garrison says the past 2 years have not been good years for beekeeping here because of the lack of food, and that can be directly attributed to the drought and this year's Easter freeze. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.